Okay, magandang hapon sa inyo lahat. Anyway, sino sa inyo dito maganda at gwapo ang katabi mo? Ayun, okay. Anyway, bigyan mo naman ng summer smile ang katabi mo. Okay, mainit na ngayon. Mukha na bang maalinsangan yung mukha niyan? Okay, summertime na. That's why we are opening our new series, brand new series. We call that Road Trip. But before I start, na-miss ko kayong lahat. I wasn't here for the whole month of February. I didn't preach, but I'm just around. Okay, nandun lang ako sa likod somewhere. Okay, but I'm just so glad to be here once again and just to share God's word to you. Sino sa inyo dito na-invite ka mula nung Crazy Love series natin at ngayon road trip na, nandito ka pa rin, nag-stay ka, nag-attend ka. Taas mo naman kamay mo. Yun, thank you. Uy, marami-rami. Palakpakan natin si Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much for staying. I hope that you're not staying because magaganda at gwapo talaga ang mga tao dito. Given yon, okay? Especially yung nagpipreach dito ngayon. Given yon. Wala na tayong question doon. But I hope that you came back. It's all because of Jesus. Okay? Lahat ng ginagawa natin, it revolves around the name of Jesus. Okay? Again, we are starting this series, Road Trip. And one of the best and exciting experiences of all, lalo na kapag summertime, is really to have a road trip. Yung outing. Sino sa inyo dito, may plano ka na? Nagsasubmit ka pala ng requirements mo, thesis mo, projects mo, excited ka na magbakasyon dahil may outing kayo. Meron na ba? Nagkaplano? Marami na. Yung iba, nagpaplano siguro, Boracay, Palawan, yung iba, Subic, yung iba, Zambales, okay, mga makapag-beach. Ayun, no? Basta talaga makapag-out of town lang tayo, masaya na yon. For some of us, di ba yung mga taga-Pasig dito, isang kempot mo lang, out of town ka na kasi Kaintana yon eh. Di ba? Isang tumbling mo lang. O kaya Antipolo. So, ganun kalapit tayo pagka gusto natin mag-out of town. But, of course, kapag ka nag-road trip tayo, most of the time we know kung saan yung destination natin. Kung saan yung gusto nating puntahan. But, there are times na nagpaplano tayo kung saan tayo pupunta, pero regardless kung ano yung pakainin natin, ano yung baon natin, ano yung activity natin, basta makarating tayo doon, doon na natin pag-isipan kung ano ang gagawin natin. Okay, marami tayong mga ganong thinking. That is why I believe itong series na to, it will help us. Okay, the goal of this series is that for you, okay, for all of us here, that we may know and obey God's will. Thus, okay, by understanding God's will for us, we will be confident to make decisions in life. Because we know that if it's God's will, okay, we know that we're not gonna miss turns. Okay, hindi tayo maliligaw. Because God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. And, you know, talking about destinations, road trip, okay, out of town. Marami sa atin dito, gusto natin talaga na somewhere it's great to have fun. Okay, lalo na ngayong summer. And how we wish na, you know, with this road trip thing, with this series, how we wish na talagang makilala natin, malaman talaga natin ano yung plano ni Lord. You know, why? Because life is a journey. Lahat tayo dito, we are going somewhere. Okay? And how we wish that, you know, we will all know ano ba talaga yung plano at gusto ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. Because life is a trip, okay? Life is so many times that we are traveling, okay? But before we really know the will of God, this is actually an introduction. Itong series natin, 4 weeks to, that's why I'd like to encourage you to invite your friends more. Lahat ng mga kaibigan nyo, classmates nyo, invite nyo. But this will be, tonight will be an introduction for the next 4 weeks. Okay, for another 3 weeks, 3 weeks more. But before we know God's will is kailangan, sabi nila, I think you need to have a point of reference. Before you go somewhere, kailangan meron kang starting point. Hindi naman pwede na nandun ka na, wala kang pinanggalingan. In fact, sabi nila, ang starting point ng buong Pilipinas, okay, is right there in Luneta, kung saan yung monumento ni Rizal. That is the 0 kilometer.
Then from there, doon nag-start lahat ng kilometers. Papunta ng north, south, okay, east, west. So there has to be a starting point. There has to be a point of reference. Para kung malaman natin kung saan tayo nagsimula, saan tayo manggagaling bago tayo pumunta sa destination natin. And that in that way, pag-uusapan natin ngayon, ano ba yung, saan ba tayo magsisimula? Before us knowing God's will. Okay? And today, we're gonna read, okay, as we study God's Word, we're gonna read in the book of Proverbs. I'd like to invite everyone to stand. We're gonna read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Okay, bago natin basahin to, sino sa inyo dito gumagawa ka na ng mga projects mo, nagsasubmit ka ng mga requirements mo? Trabaho na talaga to para sa isang estudyante. Ayun. Sige, ano to? Road trip talaga to para sa inyo. Sakita na ng ulo to, sunugan ng kilay. Okay, if you're there, if you don't have your Bible with you, okay lang yon. You can look at the screen. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, it says, "You trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Okay, sabi ganun sa Bible, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Can we just open the word of prayer? Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to bless the preaching of your word tonight. Bless everyone's heart, God, that, Lord, you would reveal, God, your very will, your very plan, Lord, in each one of us, Lord, today. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that may we understand your word fully. Take away any distraction, Lord God. Lord, wag muna naming isipin, Lord, yung mga projects namin. Lord, ikaw ang bahala doon, Lord. Lord, bless mo po ang time namin together. And we want to honor you. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, pwede na tayo makaupo. Okay, sino uli yung first time? First time ka nakapunta dito? First time. Okay. Welcome, welcome. This is Victory. This is our youth service. And I'm telling you, church is not boring. Okay, in fact, we're having a great time every time na nag-worship tayo kay Lord. Anyway, I'd like to open, you know, one of my favorite application sa smartphone or iOS, if you may, is what we call Waze. Anyone familiar with the Waze app? Okay, Waze. Mangilan-ngilan lang. Okay, explain ko sa inyo kung ano yung Waze. If you have smartphones, madalas kayo mag-travel, lalo na mag-road trip kayo, I'm encouraging you, this is the best application. If you want to travel, if you want to know kung saan yung destination nyo, explain ko sa inyo ano yung Waze. Itong Waze, ito yung makakatulong talaga sa atin, lalo na yung mga places na hindi pa natin talaga napuntahan. And all you have to do, of course, i-download mo tong app na to, and all you have to do for you to reach that destination, let's say, pupunta ka sa Antipolo, hindi mo alam kung saan ka sa Antipolo, okay, kung saan yung pupuntahan mo. Then, itatype mo lang, of course, yung point of reference mo, yung current location mo kung nasan ka, because that's what the GPS do. Hanapin ka kung nasan ka, then ilolocate ka, yun yung current location mo. Okay? Ngayon, after nang tinype mo na yung current location mo, let's say, Robinson's Metro East, tinype mo. Then yung destination mo, Antipolo. Then, in a few seconds, ibibigay sa'yo at least 3 possible routes. Yung pinakamadali, kung saan mo gusto. At nakalagay din doon kung ilang kilometers yung tatakbuhin mo, ilang minuto, kung ano man yung pinili mong route. And the best thing about this is that kahit na hindi mo tinitignan yung kung saan yung way, kasi makikita mo doon, pagka naka-red yun, ibig sabihin traffic yun. At makikita mo kung may pulis doon, kung may banggaan doon, okay, may mga wazer na nagre-report. So, malalaman mo, uy, iiwas ako ng traffic. That's why this is the best application ever. In fact, kahit na hindi mo tignan yan, magsasalita yan. Let's say, sasabihin nun, in 200 meters, turn right. So, magsasalita kahit hindi ka nakatingin. Okay? Or kaya turn left. So, and you know how we wish that we have, okay, meron tayo sa katawan nating ways. Nasasabihin sa atin kung ano ang magandang desisyon. Lalo na kapag high school ka, ano ba ang magandang course na kunin ko? Sana meron tayong ways na magsasabi sa atin kung anong direction ang kukunin natin. Di ba? Sana meron ganun, no? Yung hindi ka na magre-research, hindi ka na kukuha ng nut. Okay? Para sa saan ba ako magaling? Okay? Ito na, sasabihin na agad sa'yo. At saka, sana may ways ka sa katawan para, alam mo yung pagka in love ka, sasabihin sa'yo, di ba? In 200 meters, turn right, not that one, okay? Sana, bobolahin ka lang yan, lolokohin ka lang yan, doon ka sa kanan. Sana may ganung ways, no? Yung talagang, alam mo na, hindi ka na magkakamali, hindi ka na maliligaw. How we wish we have that kind of application within us. And, you know, I believe that knowing direction and being prepared for a trip or for a road trip is very important. But you know, I'd like to submit to you tonight that more than the ways for us to know where we are going, you know, we need to understand that still the best thing for us to understand para malaman natin kung ano ba yung plano, ano ba yung magandang gawin natin, decision sa buhay. Not ways, but it's God's will. For us to really understand, para makita natin talaga, oh, I'm in the right track. I'm in the right direction. And I believe that we don't want to get lost. Sino sa inyo dito, gustong-gusto nyo pag nagro-road trip ka, gustong-gusto mo naliligaw ka? Di ba? Uy, may isang araw pa tayo, maligaw pa uli tayo, di ba? Wag yan, wag yan. Wala naman, di ba? We all want to be on that destination as soon as we can. Kasi hassle pa yan. Pagka naliligaw-ligaw ka pa. Kaya gusto mo, makarating ka na agad doon. And the truth is, you and I are on a road trip. Whether you like it or not, we are all going somewhere. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are going somewhere. And I'd like to tell you that the reality is, bago ka palang lumabas ng place na to, you already have in mind kung saan ka pupunta paglabas ng place na to. Some of you, uuwi ka na sa bahay. Some of you, maikipag-date ka pa. Kasi meron pa akong ilang oras. Friday naman ngayon. Meron pang date time. For some of you, gagawa pa kayo ng project. Okay? Kailangan nyo pang tapusin. But the point is, you already have a place or something in mind. Okay? Because we are all going somewhere. Now, before I just himayin natin yung scripture na binasa natin kanina, yung Proverbs 3. But before I do that, I would like to just break mindsets tonight. You know, I will debunk what we believed that seems to be okay, pero hindi pala talaga. Now, I'm gonna break. We're gonna try to break mindsets today about God's will, the myth of God's will. Minsan iniisip natin, kapag walang opposition, walang nangengeelam, it must be God's will. Are you listening? Minsan, madalas ang iniisip natin, uy, everything is doing well, my parents are not against it, my teachers are okay with it, my friends are fine, it must be God's will. Kaya minsan iisipin natin, di ba, nag-break sila. Eh, wala rin ako. It must be God's will. Alam mo yung timing tinanong mo, are you free for a date? Are you dating now? Sasabihin mo, tatanungin mo yung babae. Not anymore. In fact, I just broke up with him. It must be God's will. Because walang nangyengelam na. Di ba? Because there's no more opposition. Grabe, pagkakataon mo na to, wala nang asungot. Okay? Wala na yung umaali-aligid. So it must be God's will. And sometimes, iisipin natin, di ba? Alam mo, hindi ka nakapag-review talaga. Finals na. Hindi ka nakapag-review. Alam mo, walang laman ng utak mo. Sabaw. Pagdating mo sa classroom, sabaw ka. Hindi mo alam anong mangyayari. Gagraduate ba ako o hindi? E biglang nakaupo ka. Inihintay mo yung sagot sa number 2. Biglang yung katabi mo, lumaylay yung papel. Nakita mo, number 2. Ayun ang sagot. Lord, it must be God's will. Pambihira, kamay mo na to, Lord. Hindi na kamay ng tao to, biruin mo. Sino ba naman mag-aakala, mag-iisip? Lumaylay yung papel. Sino ba naman ang gagawa nun? Ikaw lang yun, Lord. It must be God's will. Lumaylay, oh. Bakit naman sa dinami-dami namin tatabihan niya? Ako ba yung tinabihan niya? Lord, ikaw talagang pumwesto dito sa taong to. Alam na alam mo kasi, hindi ako nag-review sa bawa ko talaga ngayon. Pinakita mo sa akin ang sagot sa number two. It must be God's will. Why? Because we are thinking there's no opposition. It must be God's will. And sometimes we are thinking, uy, grabe, timing naman talaga, Lord. Will mo talaga to? Umalis si nanay. Umalis si tatay. Si kuya, si ate, may gagawin, barkada. Lord, talaga bang pinaiwan mo ako dito para makapanood ako ng bold movies? It must be God's will, Lord! Ba't mo naman sila paalisin kung ayaw mo talaga, Lord, di ba? There's no opposition. Walang magbabawal sa akin, Lord, grabe, ang bait mo naman, gusto mo akong manood. It must be God's will. Why? Because there's no opposition. But that is the wrong mindset. You know, I believe that, you know, God is teaching us something. And we need to go back, okay, to the point of reference for us to really understand and know so that we could obey what the will of God is sa buhay natin. First word sa binasa natin is trust. Big word. Sabi nga ni Lida, magtalas. Okay? You know, trust is actually a relational word. When you put your trust to someone, it means to say you have a relationship with that person. You don't trust anyone na hindi mo naman kilala. Okay? But I want to tell you, I want to submit to you tonight. You know, normally, sino sa inyo dito sumasakay ka ng mga patok na jeep? Yung mga Montalban, Antipolo. Alam mo yung parang, yung pagka boomerang si Manong driver, lahat kayo napupunta doon, di ba? Biglang nawawala yung mga nakaupo doon. Talaga. Alam mo yung, sa mga babae, alam mo yung bago ka umalis, nag-straight ka? Pagbaba mo ng jeep kay Mamang driver, naka-perm na yung buhok mo. Kinky na, di ba? Parang, uy, grabe. Yung talagang pagka nagda-drive, talagang gumaganon ka talaga, oh. Tapos yung mga sounds pa, ang lakas. Kaya pagka, Mama, bayad mo! Biglang hihinaan yung audio, yung ano, sounds. Mama, bayad po! Di ba? Biglang, magugulat ka na lang. But, normally, pagka sumakay ka kay mamang driver na patok na jeep, wala kang checklist. Tatabihan mo si manong driver. Manong driver, may checklist ako. Gusto ko lang kitang tanungin, ilang beses ka na nabangga? Ilang beses ka na nahulog sa bangin? Ilang taong ka na nagda-drive? Meron bang ganun dito? Wala. But we are trusting manong driver that no matter, I don't know you, but I'm trusting you that you're gonna bring me to my destination. Am I right? We don't even need to ask him. But we are pretty much sure that I'm gonna be in that destination because, you know, I'm just putting my trust on you. But you know, it's different with God. With God, we have a relationship with him. We know him. We know who God is. We know that God loves us. God cares for us, protects us. All the more kung sa manong driver, nagtitiwala tayo, dadalin tayo. How much more God? Because we have a relationship with him. We are praying. We are reading God's word. We are attending youth service. It means to say, we have a relationship, God. That is why, for us to really understand what God's will is, first word, we need to trust God. We just, you know, I realize that we are all, you know, limited. And we can never know what's ahead of us. Hindi natin alam kung ano ba meron doon, ano ba mangyayari along the way. But I believe that God knows everything. It means to say, He is infinite. He knows what's ahead of you. He knows what's gonna happen along the way. All we have to do is to trust Him for us to know His will. That's the first word. Then another, it says there, trust Him with all. Can you say that with me? All. All means all. Okay? It means to say, Not 99%, not 99.9%, it's 100%. It means all. Not few, not some, but all. Sometimes, kinocompartmentalize natin si God. Lord, on this area ng buhay ko, okay na. Igi-give up ko lahat. Okay? Talagang mag-aaral ako, Lord, sabi mo kasi, para ma-honor ko ang parents ko. Dahil gusto ko i-honor kita. Pagka na-honor ko ang parents ko, ino-honor na rin kita. Kaya mag-aaral ako mabuti. But on the other area of our life, pero Lord, don't touch him, ha? Akin lang siya. But it says here that trust the Lord with all. You know, God is not even giving us, you know, just the idea of, you know, you can trust, you know, with someone or something. You know, okay lang kahit 90% lang ako. I do understand. Siyempre, busy ka, may pangangailangan ka. God will never tell that to us. But God is telling us, trust Him with all. Lahat. Ibig sabihin nun, you know, everything applies to us. Marami sa atin, you know, yung mga nababasa natin sa Bible, pag may nabasa tayo sa Bible, iisipin agad natin, ay, hindi para sa akin to, para sa kaibigan ko to. Minsan may mababasa tayong scripture, like in Ephesians, sabing ganun, be humble and gentle. Ah, hindi sa akin to, sa kaibigan, mayabang tong kaibigan ko eh. Diba? Para sa kanya to. Eh, hindi ba pwedeng para sa iyo din? Hindi ba pwedeng para sa atin din? Na hindi natin iisipin na, Lord, sa area na to, okay ako, pero ito, hindi ako to. Iba yung kinakausap mo dito. But I do believe that the scripture is really for all of us. There's no exemption. Every scripture, every word that God spoke in the Bible applies to all of us. It's for all of us. It's for you and me. There is no exemption. That is why God is telling us to trust Him with all of your heart. You know, heart is really, ito yung talagang pagka na-inlove ka, ito talaga yung tumitibok talaga. Alam mo, minsan pagka naiiwan na yung wisdom, di ba? Uy, yung wisdom ko nasa na, di ba? Na-inlove ka na kasi, di ba? Talagang all out ka na eh. Naiiwan na, alam mo yun, uy, kailangan pala medyo mag-isip-isip muna. Why? Because, you know, heart, much of what we do comes from the heart. And heart here means inclination or disposition. It means to say, where do you set your heart to or with? Saan mo binibigay talaga yung buong puso mo? Sa tao ba? O sa bagay ba? O sa expectations mo? O sa mga kinahihiligan mo? Or kay Lord lang ba talaga? And you need to realize that, you know, we all have questions in mind. But the Bible is telling us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Buong puso. Hindi sinabi dito, with all your mind. Okay? Lahat ng pag-iisip mo, lahat ng mga kakayahan mo, but with all your heart. Why? Because, you know, God sees the heart. God is much more concerned dun sa nilalaman ng mga puso natin para malaman natin kung ano ba talaga yung kalooban ng Panginoon. And also, not just that, sabi doon, lean. Okay? Before I complete that, lean not on your own understanding. I want to talk about lean. Lean means you are putting your weight on someone or something. Diba, kapag ka may boyfriend ka, be, pasandal, diba? Be, hawakan mo ko. Asawa ko, diba? Alaga, asawa agad? Hindi ba pwede mag-boyfriend muna? Diba? Wifey, diba? Hubby, talaga. Be! Paano tumatawag lang ng baboy, no? Be! Bebe! Diba, pagka sumasandal tayo, parang we are leaning on someone that we are trusting na hindi niya tayo ilalaglag. Meron na ba dito mga bully na may uupo, diba? Biglang ikaw, aalisin mo yung upuan, diba? Yung pang full trust. Grabe talaga makakapahinga ako, uupo ako, diba? Biglang uupo, biglang aalisin ng classmate mo yung upuan. Parang ang labo, mga bully, di ba? But leaning means, you know,
putting your weight to someone or something. But hindi nagtapos dun yung lean. Sabi ganun, lean not on your own understanding. It means to say, don't put your weight, your trust on your own ability, on your own wisdom, on your own intelligence, on your own capacity. Lean not on your own understanding. Dahil marami sa atin dito, kala natin, di ba, tama yung decision natin sa buhay natin. Di ba, sinasabi na ng parents natin, oh, anak, mag-aral ka muna, mahal ang tuition. Di ba, mahal ka niya, mahal mo siya, pero mas mahal ang tuition, mag-aral ka muna. Di ba? Kung ano-ano ang ginagawa mo eh. Di ba? Ngayon, tayo, because we thought that I know what I'm doing, Nay. Alam ko yung ginagawa ko. Binata na ako, dalaga na ako. And we thought that, you know, we are knowledgeable sa lahat ng mga nangyari sa buhay natin. Kaya we will do our own thing. And after 3-4 months, nag-break up kayo, uuwi ka sa nanay at tatay mo, umiiyak ka, luhaan ka. Nay, nay, nag-break na po kami. Ang sakit. Kasi kala mo tama yung naisip mo. But the Bible says, lean, huwag mong sandalan yung sarili mong talino. Huwag mong sandalan yung sarili mong kakayahan na kala mo kaya ko na to. Grabe, matatapos ko tong journey na to. Makakarating ako sa paroroonan ko kahit na ako lang, kayang-kaya ko to. But the Bible says, Jesus, God is telling us, lean not on your own understanding. In fact, Proverbs 23 verse 4, do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Huwag tayo masyadong overconfident dahil, alam mo yun, cum laude ako, valedictorian ako, eh grabe. Experience lang ang pag-uusapan, ako yan, biruin mo, naka 150 boyfriend na ako. Diba? May problema ka? Tanungin mo ako. Huwag ko sino-sino ang tinatanong mo. Based on experience, do not trust your own cleverness. Okay? Why? Because we are all humans. Lahat tayo tao at nagkakamali. We will all fail, I'm telling you. We will all fail. But as we trust God, as we lean not on our own understanding and lean to God's decision, God's will, God's way, God's plan in our lives, I'm telling you, I want to assure you, I want to make promises to you today. If we will all do that, you know, lean to God, not on our own understanding, I'm telling you, you're going to be right there on that destination. But again, lean not on your own understanding. And not just that, acknowledge. In all your ways, acknowledge. That is in 1984 NIV. Okay, but in 2011 version, New International Version 2011, the word acknowledge is submit. It means to say, okay, to recognize the rights or authority. So sinasabi natin dito, in all your ways, acknowledge, submit to His Lordship. Submit to Him. Na hindi yung, alam mo yun, because minsan ang iniisip na ng tao na, you know, Lord, sabihin mo naman sa akin anong dapat kong gawin. Ano ba ang mangyayari? Okay? But you know, the scripture is telling us, submit. Because the problem is, the challenge is not that God is unwilling to communicate His will. I'm telling you, God is not KJ. Hindi ipagdadamot sa atin, hindi sasabihin ni God sa atin, Lord, ano ba talaga will mo sa akin? Hindi sasabihin ni God sa atin, secret. Hindi mo malalaman yon. God is not KJ. But you know, the challenge for us is not that God is unwilling to communicate His will, but really our unwillingness to follow through. Maraming pagkakataon na unwilling tayo. Gusto natin, malaman natin, Lord, ano ba ang mangyayari sa akin pagka nag-college na ako, high school ako. Lord, ano ba talaga ang mangyayari sa relationship ko? Lord, kami na ba talaga magiging mag-asawa in the future? Di ba? Talagang ayaw mo na siyang iwan. Di ba? Kami na talaga. Pero ang problema sa atin, we don't want to,
you know, submit to Him. Gusto lang natin malaman yung will natin, pero ang problema, we don't want to cooperate. We don't want to tell God, Lord, I'm laying down everything. I'm submitting everything to you. Now reveal your will to me. But the challenge for all of us, especially young people, is we want to keep everything. And we don't want to submit. And we are submitting to Him piece by piece. But again, kung babalikan natin, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. God doesn't give His direction for our consideration. He expects participation. He wants us to be involved in the process. He wants us to be involved for us to really know kung ano ba talaga yung will niya sa buhay natin. And then again, I like this. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. I believe that more than interested si Lord sa i-reveal niya yung will sa atin, yung will niya sa lahat sa atin, He is much more interested of revealing Himself to all of us. Bago natin malaman yung ano ang gusto ng Panginoon sa buhay natin, I believe that God wants to reveal Himself more to all of us. Gusto niya muna malaman natin kung gaano Kanya kamahal at ako. Kung gaano niya tayo patatawarin sa mga kasalanan natin. Kung gaano niya tayo i-guide, i-lead, even sa mga wrong decisions natin. Why? Because He is the Great Shepherd. And that is why we will have, you know, we will know this word and He will make your path straight. Why? Because it is easier to discern God's will when we have decided to fully trust Him and His ways. You know, as I close, you know, I realize that in a road trip or if you are going somewhere, let's say you're going to Vigan. Let's say you're going to Batangas. You're going to Bicol. You know, I realize that in a road trip, there's what we call stopovers. Why? Because may mga time na magwiwiwi tayo. May mga time na magugutom ka, bababa ka, kakain ka. May mga time na, alam mo yung magre-relax ka lang, magpapagas ka. And you want to refresh yourself. I don't think na meron talagang tao na magdadrive talaga mula dito straight going to Ilocos. Okay, going to Baguio. Weird yon. Malamang-lamang magpapahinga yon. And you know, I just thought of, you know, as a young people, I believe in my heart that marami na tayong napagdaanan. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, marami nang pinagdaanan sa buhay yan. Maaring sa pamilya, maaring sa pag-aaral niya, maaring sa relasyon, sa emotions. Lahat tayo, marami nang pinagdaanan. And like what I've said, we are all going somewhere. But I do believe in my heart that we need to pause. We need stopovers. We need to think all over again and be refreshed. Am I going in the right direction? Am I going the right way? Am I not missing the point, the turn? Am I still on the right track? You know, I want to go back to that application, ways. You know, the good thing about this application, when you missed your turn, let's say you are supposed to go right, but somehow you missed your turn, you went left. But the moment that you turned left, which is the wrong way, that way is what that application will do. It will recalculate. It will reroute. Ibig sabihin, kung nasan ka uli, yung point of reference mo, kung mali yun, it will recalculate and it will bring you back to your destination. Even if you missed your turn, you're supposed to go right but you turned left, it will recalculate and then will tell you again, this is the right way again. And you know, the question is tonight for all of us, can God still accomplish His will for my life? You know, I missed so many turns. In fact, I messed up. You know, I knew that God is telling me to go this way. But I'm so stubborn, hard-headed, I still want to lean on my own understanding. I still want to go on my own route. But the good thing is, I want to read in Romans 8:28. It says here, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. I do believe in my heart that every student in this place, God has called you with a purpose, I'm telling you. God has called you with a purpose. But somehow, along the way in that destination that God is leading you, you made so many mistakes. So many wrong turns. But you know, the Bible says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. You know, God is telling to all of us tonight, for some of us asking, can I start all over again? Ang dami ko nang nagawang pagkakamali. Ang dami ko nang na-miss na opportunity. Ang dami ko nang sinayang na mga pagkakataon sa buhay ko. Can I start all over again? You know what? I believe that God is telling us, more than ways, I'm telling you, we're gonna start all over again, my son and my daughter. I'm gonna recalculate and I'm gonna get you back right on track kung saan yung destination mo, where you are right to be. That is who God is. That is the goodness of God in our life. In fact, the reason why Jesus Christ died for you and me, I'm telling you, He knew. Maybe some of us here, paglabas natin dito, we're gonna miss our turn again. We're gonna mess up again. May gagawin na naman tayong hindi okay. May gagawin na naman tayo na hindi in line sa will ni Lord. But you know what? The moment that you've done that, I believe that God will tell you, okay, let's start all over again. We're gonna recalculate. Because why? Because I love you so much, I'm gonna bring you back right on track to your destination. That is who God is. That is how God loves you so much. Hindi siya magsasawa na, grabe, ang dami mo nang miss na turn. Sawa na ako sa'yo. Maraming mga naghihintay sa akin. Not you anymore. But every one of us here, God will continue to direct us into the direction that God wants us to go. In fact, Jesus Christ Himself died on the cross. Katulad na sinabi ko kanina, alam niya naman yun eh. Alam niya naman lahat naman tayo dito nagkamali, tama? We made, stupid decisions in life. Alam naman ni Lord yun, but that's the very reason why Jesus Christ died for you and me. The moment that He was hanged on the cross, He is saying to you and me, to all of us, my son and my daughter, they will mess up. They will sin again. But we're gonna recalculate. I will bring him to his rightful destination. That is why for some of you, God is telling you, you might be condemned. Hear this. I want you all to listen to this. God might be telling to some of you here tonight, it's okay. It's okay, my son. It's okay, my daughter. We're gonna go back again. We're gonna start all over again. We're gonna refresh once again. We're gonna pause. We're gonna take time because I love you so much. I'm not gonna let you miss out opportunities in life. I'm not gonna let you miss out my love, my affection, my comfort. I'm gonna get you back right on track where you belong. Can we just give God a big hand for that good news to all of us? Let me close with this. God is a turnaround specialist. Ganun katindi si Lord. God is a turnaround specialist. God will turn our life, you know, upside down. Lahat ng isipin natin, you know, ganun kabuti ang Panginoon sa buhay natin. That is why you don't have to be condemned. You don't have to, you know, entertain lies, you know. Wala na. Masyado na malalim. Ang dami ko nang nasirang trust. Maybe marami ng tao na you know, hindi ko na bigyan ng halaga. You know, marami na ako nagawang pagkakamali. But God is telling all of us, it's okay. We're gonna start all over again. We're gonna recalculate. We're gonna reroute. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes tonight? You know, I do believe that God is speaking to, if not all, most of us here. And you know, right now, God is giving you this opportunity just to talk to Him. Would you tell God, would you honestly tell God, Lord, I think that's me. Lord, I'm humbling myself before you tonight. Lord, would you help me to go back? Lord, kung saan man yung destination na dapat kong puntahan, na dapat kong daanan. Lord, would you help me realize and understand your very will in my life? Would you ask God for forgiveness today? Would you just talk to God right now? You know, let Him speak to you. Let Him redirect you, guide you once again. Dahil hindi magsasawa ang Panginoon na i-guide, i-direct ka niya. Lord, here we are, God, tonight. We're asking, we're humbling ourselves before you, Lord God. Lord, we want to say sorry. Lord, sa lahat ng mga opportunities na pinalampas namin. Lord, sa lahat ng mga bagay na inakala namin na tama. But Lord, at the end of it, Lord God, we made wrong decisions in life. But Lord, I pray, God, help us, Lord, get to realize and understand, Lord, kung ano talaga, Lord, yung will, yung plano mo. And that will is good, pleasing, and perfect, Lord God. And thank you, Jesus, because you are a God who is a turnaround specialist, Lord. You are the God of second chance, Lord, and all the chances in the world. Lord, hindi ka magsasawa, Panginoon, na ibalik kami kung saan kami nararapat, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.